Hey guys, that was Sample Jackson from SoundCloud. I'll be in the link dump. Welcome to Triple J Plays. My name is Joseph.
And I'm Jorge.
Jorge, what game are you playing today?
I am currently playing Killzone Mercenary on the PS Vita.
And how's it look?
It looks great.
It looks amazing.
For a handheld, this is pretty damn good.
I'm thinking about stopping the podcast right here, have a 30-second podcast, and just, like, watching you play the whole time, because it looks pretty sweet.
It's made on the same engine that Killzone 3 is for the consoles.
Just tinier.
Just
I like to imagine they just made, like, a smaller engine, like, a physically smaller engine, just like, it's that PS4. Vita!
No, it's the same engine that they use for Killzone 3 on PS3. Obviously, some of the things are scaled down, such as textures, couple other things, you know, enemy counts, but it plays immaculately. I mean, it looks fantastic.
Immaculately. Whoa, big words. So, Jay's on this podcast. We already lied about our last one. If you listen very closely, you can hear him snoring in the background. Yeah.
I don't know if you could hear that, but Jacob's there.
Yeah, Jacob's there. And, also, we gotta talk about podcast stuff. So, the storage of our host, Podomatic, the storage only lets us do so much for free, and it's like $80 for a membership. So, we're just gonna start deleting the older podcasts. So, we're gonna keep the newest ones, and you can download the previous four from Podomatic. So, we're just gonna like update it like every week so that you have the previous four available. And if you want the older ones, you can email me at triplejplays.com and I'll send them to you. I'll be happy to give you all the downloads. Like, no problem. But, yeah, that's our main issue right now.
Yeah, being that we don't have the scratch right now to pay for a full subscription.
Yeah.
But maybe soon. Hopefully soon. I think we have a couple things in the works.
Yeah, we have some...
hopefully.
Some cogs turning. So hopefully some stuff works out. If not, it's no big deal. We're still building an audience.
Yeah, it won't kill us. We'll still be here for you guys. Yeah.
Also, shout out to Jorge's mom for listening to us, for being our number one fan.
Apparently my mom absolutely loves this podcast.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. But
could be worse.
Yeah, could be worse. It could be my mom. My girlfriend doesn't even listen to us talk. Like, she hates us.
Oh, shot in the dick.
Yeah, that's how it feels. All right. So you want to talk about some stuff?
Let's open up with that Hubble fucking fundraiser
Hubble
going
Bundle?
On right now. Yes, yeah. Dude. That.
Okay.
That shit is insane.
For those of you who don't know what Hubble Bundle is, Hubble Bundle is one of the things where they group a bunch of games together, and they let you pay like whatever amount you want, like zero, like 1 cent to like $1. And with this, a couple months ago, I got Arkham City for $5. It's pretty good. But right now, Hubble Bundle has this 2K bundle, and it's pretty amazing. So, like, if you pay $1 right now, you get Bioshock, The Bureau, and Darkness 2. Bioshock by itself is worth, I'm guessing, at least, like, $8.
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing by itself. But if you pay $7.23 more...
Oh, 23?
Yeah, 23 cents more. I guess that it went up. Because it's like based off the average. You also get Bioshock 2, Mafia 2, and Spec Ops The Line. On top of more games coming soon. So far you get 6 games for $7. And finally, for if you pay 20 or more bucks, you get all those previous games, plus XCOM Enemy Unknown and Bioshock Infinite. That's an insane amount.
Now, the fact that you get the entire Bioshock series on its own for $20 is just insane.
Yeah.
Bioshock Infinite is one of the better ones of the series, and Bioshock is definitely awesome.
Bioshock 2, like, you could probably skip. But all of it's pretty good.
Yeah. And, you know, you get Darkness 2 thrown in there, which is a pretty solid video game.
The Bureau, Mafia 2.
XCOM was actually really solid. I really liked it.
Spec Ops, The Line. I mean, you're getting 8 2K games Is that eight? Yeah, that's eight. You get 8 2K games for $20. You get 8 of any games, and that's like for $20. That's like a really solid deal.
Yeah, I mean that's insane.
Yeah, I love it. So also, if you get something from there, you'll be supporting Action Against Hunger and the American Red Cross. So
you get to feel good while you play your video games, and you have an excuse.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's freaking awesome.
So if someone yells at you for playing video games, tell them to eat it because you're helping the world.
Just eat it. Eat it.
Tell them that they're bad people for not playing video games.
What else do we got to talk about? EA. EA responds to Sims 4.
No babies or pools.
Yeah, no babies or pools at launch of Sims 4. And first we're going to say what EA said about this, and then we're going to say what we think they really meant. So they said that they had technological issues, that what they like you know, different views, different vision. They just had different things that they wanted out of Sims 4, and that's why they couldn't have babies and pools in Sims 4. What I think happened is that they don't want people drowning their babies in pools.
Yeah, I mean, you really have the liberty to do whatever you want in Sims 4, so why not? I mean, I'm pretty sure some sick bastards out there throwing babies in the pools.
Oh, my baby came out deformed, and I made sure that he didn't see the light of day. So. Oh, my God. Have we talked about how you met Jay?
I don't think we have.
I think you should, because it'll lead us into our next topic.
All right, so Jacob, who is the other member of Triple J Plays.
Buddy.
Yeah, we're really good friends, really close. How we met?
Yeah, now.
How we initially met was in middle school. For those of you who remember a couple years back, what was this about?
It's 4 years ago? Five?
Six years ago? 6 years.
Oh, that's about right.
6 years ago, we all used to play this game called RuneScape. Some of you may still play it because apparently servers are still live and there's updates coming. But, yeah, we all used to play this game, RuneScape, and this was the first account that I got into selling. I had a buddy who used to help me get into old accounts, and we would sell them to people. Well, turns out I got into an account that was Jay's, and I sold his account. And, you know, we became friends later on, and, you know, one day I'm like, hey, man, you know, I play this game RuneScape, you want to hop online? He goes, yeah, let me get into my account. And he tries logging in, and he couldn't get his password to go. And so I'm like, you know, reset your password, whatever. And I go to look at his username, and I specifically remember it because it's the first account I sold. I had sold his account before I met him. Now, Jay still holds this against me to this day, but I don't think it was worth to be angry about. The account wasn't very good. From what I remember, but whatever. Bygones are bygones. We're good friends now.
So,
speaking of RuneScape.
Yeah, speaking of RuneScape, RuneScape is now purging dormant accounts.
So my account will be fucked.
Yeah, so if you haven't logged in your account, and I'm guessing anywhere from 6 months to a year, which for most of us, it's been like 8 years.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't checked my account since I got out of middle school.
Yeah, so
if you really care about your RuneScape, I'd suggest, you know, logging on, probably clocking in about an hour of gameplay, or just letting your guy stand somewhere for a little bit and logging back off, and then doing that maybe daily.
If not, just save one last final goodbye.
Yeah, you know, get on there
to Cunt Slayer 69.
Or
I'll miss you.
Or that boy who did that 69.
Wait, was that Jay?
I don't remember who that was. There's some crazy usernames out there on the internet. Oh fuck.
I'm tired. I'm already tired. We're not even like, how far are we into this podcast? We're not even 10 minutes. I'm already exhausted. You can talk about some Nintendo stuff?
Yeah, let's go ahead and bring up Nintendo into this.
Okay, Nintendo. So for those of you who know who Kotaku is, Kotaku is a very popular internet reviewer of like video games and technology in general. Well, in November of 2012, he said that the Wii U, not a console to have. Like, you know, not every essential console to Nintendo or video games in general. If you're thinking about getting one, don't bother. Like, you know, don't get it. But his review was recently updated. Let me see. Yesterday.
At 11:30 a.m.
So, July 8th? July 8th at 11:30 a.m. And he said, now the Wii U is a must-have.
Freaking games coming out for it. I mean, you got Hyrule Warriors. You got the new Super Smash Bros.
Captain Toad. The Captain Toad game? Yeah, I'm excited about that one. That's almost awesome.
What else do you have? You have two new Zelda games. Hyrule Warriors and the actual Zelda...
Unannounced Zelda U?
Yeah.
I think that's...
If you haven't seen the trailers for that, check it out. I think we've talked about it before.
Oh my god, it's amazing. Oh, I can't get over it.
It looks sick. What else is coming out for the Wii U that is a must-have?
Holy shit.
Mario Kart?
As I'm reading this article, it says that the Nintendo console is building up a stack of indie games. I've never thought of the Nintendo as like an indie game console, but...
Well, I mean, even on a 3DS, you go on and there's like a whole bunch of, you know, old school Nintendo games. Along with... Speaking of old school Nintendo games, did you hear about the launch for the new SNES game? I'm not kidding. A new SNES game has just launched. It was...
Something Chuck. Hold on, you keep vamping about that.
I mean, how long has it been since the SNES has been out? And even outdated. Probably. There was the 64.
Probably like 40 years.
Yeah, it's been quite a bit. I still have an SNES, and we actively use ours.
Your brother has an SNES, and he actually uses his.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, Metroid and Super Mario Brothers on it.
But honestly, I've been playing a lot more of the older consoles than the newer ones. Like, me and my brother busted out our old 64. You know, played that forever in a day. Like,
oh, I'm getting a 64 GameCube, PS1, and PS2.
It's amazing.
They're pretty cheap over at some of the local game shops.
Yeah, I love them. Freaking awesome.
If you're a nostalgic player, you can download these games online nowadays.
ROMs are the best. I'm probably going to be using more ROMs than anything to record our game.
Why not go get the actual console?
Because ROMs... Because I can't find the cartridges. I'm like, I got there... Like, some of the video games that I want, like, I really want to play Paper Mario 1000 Year Door for the GameCube. Which...
They have one over at Game Over.
I looked it up, like, online. It's like $80 for a disc.
Yeah, with the box. You gotta look for one without a case, and it's like 30.
Why not just get the ROM? It's free.
Because then you have an actual hard copy. Something actually worth something.
Okay, who cares? I'm never gonna sell it.
Digital downloads. Digital downloads.
I like digital downloads.
Fuck it. Have an actual physical copy.
I like physical copies. Look at my shelf over there. I have like 1,000 DVDs. But like...
You literally have like 30.
Okay, well, for me, it's 1,000 because I bought every single one of those.
Maybe less, and counting the two of those are box sets.
I hate you.
Yeah, no.
I hate you, Jacob.
I hate you, Jay.
Sleep tight, Sugar Prince.
What the hell is this name of this new SNES game?
I'm looking for it. You just keep bamping about it.
I mean, it's ridiculous. 25 years in the making, and okay. You couldn't get it out any sooner?
Let's go back to Nintendo for a second. Nintendo won the IGN People's Choice Award for E3 2014 in every category. Every single category. Nintendo is freaking killing it. Year of Luigi? Not over yet.
No. Nintendo is slaughtering right now. Sony's close behind with all their releases, including the Project Morpheus. Mm-hmm. Some of the awesome exclusives coming.
Talk about Project Morpheus in a bit.
Yeah, but then Microsoft is somewhere fucking putting their foots in their mouth.
It's not far behind. Microsoft is not that far behind. Did you see their E3? Their E3 was a lot better than Sony's. Well, not like a lot better, but Sony like kind of led more to like entertainment this year, and that was kind of weird. It's like they took pointers from Microsoft's E3 last year. And Microsoft's E3 last year was shit.
That was really bad. Come on. Sony's E3 this year was a lot more content heavy than Microsoft's was.
Microsoft led more to games than Sony did. Sony
Microsoft draw out certain topics so long.
Is that bad?
Yes.
That's what we do. We aren't a podcast. We draw things out. I'm trying to vamp for an hour while I'm trying to find this freaking game.
But we're a podcast. We're supposed to vamp and draw things out. That's what we do. At E3, you're supposed to drop your game news, bow, bow, and blow people's minds. And then just keep doing that over and over.
You're just not impressed with Microsoft.
Like, I am not. I never have been.
At any degree. So you're just a little bit biased. I will give you that Microsoft kind of had a weak show for what they needed, but they weren't that bad.
I mean, they came to the table and brought a couple cool things.
Yeah.
And yes, I am a little bit biased, being that I don't like Microsoft's gaming consoles. I think they should have stuck to making PC products. But then again, you could also argue that Sony should have stuck to multimedia entertainment.
It's actually interesting how Sony got into making like video game consoles. Have you ever talked about that?
I haven't.
You know about it?
No.
Okay, this is actually a very cool story. Sony was supposed to work with a Nintendo to make like a Sony / Nintendo product that was originally supposed to be the Nintendo 64. But then Nintendo like cut them out of the deal. Like, they were like, no, we don't really want you in this anymore, so we're going to develop it all on our own. And then Sony was like, fuck you. And then so they began the development into their own console called the PlayStation. And that's how the PlayStation was born.
That's pretty cool.
As a competition with Nintendo.
And now look at it. Now you have the PS4, the most powerful gaming system ever.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of power, the new Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, it's going to be... it's going to be parodied.
Really?
So not like parodied, like made fun of. Like parody between two products. What that means is that the Xbox One version and the PS4 and the PS4 version are going to be on par. So instead of taking advantage of the extra processing power and the extra graphics capabilities of the PS4, whoever's making this Call of Duty game was like, nope, we're just going to make them all the same. They're all going to look the same. And we're not going to do anything special for anybody else. Microsoft's Xbox One can't handle this, so neither's PS4 going to get this. I think that's stupid.
That is stupid.
If you have a console that can handle more and you have a console that can't handle as much, leave it that way. Give the Xbox One what they can handle. Give the PS4 what they can handle. That's why we bought the two different systems.
Okay, this is gonna sound like really dumb. Like, as a gamer, I completely understand where you're coming from. But as like if you think about it from like a business perspective, Sony and Microsoft are gonna be like, there's clearly gonna be a better system of Sony. It's clearly gonna be a much better game for Sony. Whereas Microsoft, it's gonna be just like lagging behind bad. And so, when it's like the same game, same content, only a difference is that one is like plays way better and looks way better, and that's going to be bad for business on the Microsoft end. And so for the video game developer, you may not sell as many with the Xbox a platform, like as you would with the PS4, which isn't going to be good. And you can't cut out Xbox entirely because they're going to have a ton of fans like bitching at you.
Well, no. Call of Duty has always been favorite to Microsoft. The Xbox 360 always got the Call of Duty games first. They got early release to the map packs about a month before Sony would. So, I mean, it was always lenient towards Xbox, but now I don't see why you would do something like, if you can make a beautiful game to run on PS4's, you know, equivalent to would be ultra settings on a PC, fucking do it. Like, it's like saying, like, you have Lamborghini and Ferrari. Two pretty, like, on the same level cars.
You make them together, you get a Lambi Ferrari.
Or a Fanghini.
I want it. So, hold on, a little bit of a tangent here. Blanca and I were watching Rugrats in Paris today, and she was like, "I've always wondered what Reptar stands for. I've always kind of wondered about that. Like where do they come up with the name?" And I was like, "You mean like reptile?" She felt like an idiot for like an hour. It was the funniest thing in the world. It's
like Pokemon. Like people being like, "Man, I wonder where they came up with the name Pokemon." It was called Pocket Monsters originally.
Yeah.
Pico, Pokemon,
Pocket Monsters.
Yeah. But
it's just those subtle things that I like.
Yeah, it's those little things.
Yeah, I've been playing Guacamelee lately. And
all the video game references are amazing.
Oh my god. They had this one like thing that's like really funny where like the main bad guy kidnapped with the El Presidente's daughter and like he says something like, "I will now like you will be my virgin sacrifice to the thing," and then she's like, "Yeah, about the whole virgin thing." It's just like I'm like, "Oh my god, like they actually came in and said it. Like that's fucking awesome." The game was just really fun.
Yeah.
And like the god that you get, that you get your powers from, like there's one power where you climb up walls and it's like your eighth power in the game. He just goes like, "I'm gonna call it a derp derp because I really don't feel like naming this shit anymore." So he's like, and then come out like the super epic like music and sound and videos and goes like, "You learned derp derp."
Oh, it's such a good game.
Oh, it's a great game. I love it.
But what do you think about bringing the graphics capability of a game down to another consoles?
I understand it from a business perspective, because I totally get it. But at the same time, I'm like, it seems very unfair to, like, limit yourself or limit what the player experiences.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Xbox One looks fantastic. It's got great graphics. It really does.
Plays Guacamelee very well.
Oh, man. Man, can the Xbox One handle platformers?
Woo! Also, Titanfall. It actually plays Titanfall really well.
Titanfall looks great.
I love
Titanfall. It really does. It looks really good. But it could look better.
It could.
Have you ever seen it on a PC, like, maxed out settings?
Oh, my God.
It's beautiful. Looks beautiful. But the Xbox One can't handle that.
No.
But it's optimized for the Xbox One, so it still looks really good. Just not as good as it could.
No.
So, I mean, yeah, I guess if you're looking at it from a business standpoint, making all the games look the same...
It makes a lot of sense.
Could be good, but at the same time, you're also pissing off your Sony fans.
No matter what you do... Most Sony fans don't know about this. Like, I would say that a lot... Well...
They better educate themselves.
Okay, I'm gonna say something really bad about the Microsoft Xbox fans. I feel like the Sony fans are much more involved in their platform than the Microsoft fans. I think that a lot of Xbox like leads to a much younger audience, a much younger naive audience, which I'm talking about myself here. And Sony is a bit more people leaning more towards like the PC side of things. People very involved. People very wanting to get the fullest of their experience.
Well, it's because the Sony consoles have such a deep...
You had a hair on your face.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They have such a deep lineage. I mean, you have the PS1, which came out years ago, which is absolutely awesome. I mean, at the time, it was revolutionary. Because the coolest thing back then was the Sega Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've never played a Sega Genesis, I'm really sorry for you, because that was a cool console. You had the little...
About my mom, like, a little, like... A console-like emulator, where you can plug in like your old Sega Genesis cartridges, and also got her like Sonic and Tails.
Oh,
and
nice!
And she loves it. She used to come home after work at like HEB, and then she would just like plug in and play.
Well, no, the coolest thing about the Sega Genesis, the whole reason you got a Sega Genesis, because this little thing that would plug into your controller.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and as you leveled up your character, you would unlock mini games that would be downloaded onto this little itty bitty look. It was like a 1.5-inch screen with two buttons on it, a forward directional D-pad, and an AB.
And it was amazing.
And it was so cool, because you'd play like an RPG game on the Sega Genesis, and then you'd leave, and you'd just sit there and grind on it all day long, just till you could get your character to the highest level. Or
you'd be playing on the TV doing your thing, and you could have your friends grinding right next to you, just constantly hitting an A button.
What was the coolest thing to you whenever you were a kid that just seems freaking stupid now?
In general or out of video games?
On video games, I guess, because we are a video game podcast.
Coolest thing to me that now seems really dumb. Dance Dance Revolution.
Really?
Dance Dance Revolution.
I've actually grown to love Dance Dance Revolution. It makes me lose weight, which is what I need right now.
I remember as a kid, Dance Dance Revolution was a shit. Because I don't know what the fuck I was doing, and I felt like I could dance like no other. Just stomping on arrows going in every direction. I felt like I was the best dancer on earth. And I would translate that to the dance floor as a child. I would step in every direction I could see. Front, left, back, right. Oh, yeah. And now I look back at it, and I'm like, man, that game was really dumb.
It was. It really took off in Japan.
Yeah, apparently in Japan, it's got this huge following still.
Yeah. Still in America, too. Well, they don't have Dance Dance or Revolution, so I just want you to remember they have, like, the Just Dance video games for, like, Kinect and some... And the PlayStation Move and...
It's not the same. It's not the same as having to get out your plastic pad, unroll it.
There's a video of me on Facebook, like, dancing with Selena and Dance Dance Revolution. I'll show you after the podcast.
Oh, man. That game. Fuck. Or the fact that, like, when it was PS1, PS2, you could turn anything into a video game. Like, yeah. I had the Power Rangers video game. I had all of them, actually. They were like, every movie that came out was turned into a video game.
Oh my god, there's a Teletubbies video game.
Yes, dude, like I'm telling you, you can make anything into a video game and it would sell. Why? Because people were like, holy shit.
Video games!
Fucking video games, what is this? We had no standards. We were like, I'll play the hell out of that. Why?
Because the worst game you ever played. Oh, absolute man. Worst game you ever played.
It's kind of hard to judge a game when you've only played it as a kid, and as a kid you're easily amused by everything.
Mm-hmm.
And looking back now, I still, for some reason, I still have these awesome memories of those games, and I know they're really bad, but I can't really judge them, being that I haven't played them recently, having these new standards for games and
yeah.
I mean, I guess I'd have to go with something I played recently. Elder Scrolls Online.
Elder Scrolls Online?
Yes. It's a piece of shit. Like,
is it like mechanics or is it like gameplay, story? Really, everything.
Everything is wrong. Everything. You know I'm an Elder Scrolls fan.
I know you're an Elder Scrolls fan. I know that you're the biggest Elder Scrolls fan.
You know when Skyrim...
Which is why this is so surprising for me.
You know when Skyrim came out, I was lost for like 2 months.
I thought you died.
I
legit thought you died because I was like, yeah, he's been gone and just sad living life without him. Wait, where the fuck did you come from?
You guys didn't see him for 2 months. Why? Because I was grinding away at my Skyrim. When Oblivion came out, I freaking played the shit out of that. I went out. I loved Oblivion so much that I had to go back in the series and play Morrowind. And then I found Arena and Daggerfall. I mean, I played all of them. And Elder Scrolls Online is just a giant heaping piece of shit.
Jesus.
If I could find one moment in anything to describe that, have you ever seen Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Remember when they're walking up to that giant pile of shit that Triceratops laid?
Yeah.
And he walks up and he goes, that's one big pile of shit.
Should I make a GIF?
There it is. Put
Elder Scrolls Online.
There's Elder Scrolls Online in that pile of shit. The mechanics are terrible. I mean, it took the fun out of Elder Scrolls.
That sucks.
And it's an MMO, and you can't play with your fucking friends.
What?
Yeah, okay. So you and your friends, you're on this quest together, right?
Yeah.
And every MMO, you complete a part of the quest, so do they. You can move on together at the same time, linearly. In Elder Scrolls Online, that shit doesn't happen. If you do a puzzle, and you finish the puzzle, awesome. You finish the puzzle, but now you have to wait for your friend to do it. Now your friend has to finish that puzzle.
That's stupid.
If you defeat a boss and you get the
XP. That's how no MMO works.
Exactly. And you get the XP for that boss and the loot drop, your friend has to wait for that boss to respawn.
There's not a single MMO that functions like that, and it's stupid.
It's terrible. And what else is fucking wrong with it? Oh, your friends will like all of a sudden disappear from your party, and they'll be in a different part of the world, and you'll try to go to them, and your shit will crash. Or you'll be mid-gameplay, and you're sitting there just running around, and then your character just stops, and you see your friend's character just run past you, and then they stop, and then you hear, fuck, it just crashed, and then everybody just crashes. And it took all the fun out of an Elder Scrolls game. Elder Scrolls games are all about exploring, making your game yours. Here, you run into this vast world of nothingness. The areas that are really worked on, like the villages and stuff, like the main towns, they look really good. You leave them and you see emptiness. Like a couple trees here, a couple trees there, a path. Oh, look, a cave. But in old Elder Scrolls games, you run around and you meet people and they randomly give you quests. You don't know where a quest is coming from, but you know there's one somewhere. Here, you run around and all of a sudden you see your little compass start filling up with these fucking diamonds. Just tons of them. And all those are quest markers.
That's stupid.
And so it's telling you, hey, here's the quest. Go to this quest. Do this quest. And all the quests are the fucking same. Go kill 10 of these. Go bring me 6 of these. Go find this. Go open the store. Go do this. And they built Oblivion, and Oblivion looks so good. It's just a really awesome piece of work. And you go to Oblivion for 10 seconds to push a button. Then you come back out.
Really?
That was a quest. There was a quest where you had to push these 4 buttons. And you travel to Oblivion. You're like, holy fuck, I get to fight in Oblivion. I'm going to find Daedric soldiers and all kinds of shit. No, the button is literally right in front of you. You go push it, and you wait for about 30 seconds, and you just teleport back to the real world.
Damn.
I hate Elder Scrolls Online. Absolutely hate it.
And you know what I hate? Grand Theft Auto Online.
It's also really bad.
Yeah, it looks so good. I bought the game day one. It looks so good. To be fair, I beat Grand Theft Auto story mode. It's amazing. I loved it. Like, it's probably one of my favorite stories in the Grand Theft Auto series, because it was like, it's very immersive. It made you feel like, for the characters, it made you feel like there's some really good like cinematic gameplay. That was just amazing. I loved it. It made me feel like a badass. Yeah. And but then I'm like, okay, I wanna beat the campaign before I go online. So I beat the campaign, then I go online, and I'm like, alright, what the fuck is this? Cause first of all, it's a very bad experience starting off, because you don't get to customize your character. Mm-hmm. You get to choose your character's parents, and then their grandparents. And that affects how you look like. Nice job opening that Coke, dumbass. So then, so you choose the parents and the grandparents, and that affects what you look like. You don't get to directly customize your character in any way. Mm-hmm. Only thing you get to totally change is their age. And that affects like how old your character looks. And it's so stupid. And then you affect these stats that some like in some vague way affect the way your character dresses and looks and feels. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is so stupid. So then I get into gameplay. And keep in mind, I started playing online like day 4. Like, I go online, server immediately crashed. So then I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait. Because it was like a high point in the day. I was like, alright, I'm just going to stop playing. I'm going to go to class. I'll come back and I'll try again later. So then I wake up early. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, there's no way. It's like it's busy. It's a school day. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. It's not going to be this busy. I log on. Server immediately crashed. It was like that for like 2 weeks. Just like crashing left and right. Left and right. And also heist, they weren't added. Big major feature. So like, oh well, we didn't have enough time to put it in, so it'll be in the next like coming days, like after like online is released. It is now July 9th, 2014.
Still no heist?
Still no heist.
You gotta be fucking me.
I'm serious. To get a Rockstar, in all fairness, they've came out with 8 updates and they were all free. And where it gave you new items, new cars, new guns. Very cool stuff, but
so no heist.
You weren't given what you were promised. And it just feels very just bad. It feels like a very unsteady relationship between the player and the developers.
How are the load times? That's one of my questions, because I don't own a copy of the game.
Grand Theft Auto has always been infamous for having these long fucking load times.
I heard that these were fucking terrible.
I will say, whenever you played the PS Vita and you were like loading up Killzone, it was set. It was definitely about half the time as that. So it was about 10 minutes.
Oh, which, that's still too fucking long.
It's still too long.
On a console based experience, that's too long.
Mm-hmm.
I'd expect a load time like that from the PS Vita, being that it doesn't have the processing.
Being power. That it's the size of your hand.
Yeah, I mean it's a handheld and it's playing a really graphically intense game. So loading environments, I can understand, but on a console that is so sophisticated, and it's taking 10 minutes to load an environment.
And this was on the PS3, and they had some pretty raw processing power on the PS3. It's still like one of the best engines out there.
Yeah, it's just really hard to program for, which is why people, there's not too many.
Rockstar had a team of like 150 people developing for this game. Probably close to like anywhere between 150 to 1,000. So they had, like, they got the system figured out, because have you seen the improvements from GTA 4 to GTA 5?
Yeah.
They like maxed out PS3, like, and there weren't any like glitches or anything. Like, the main glitch I have is like sometimes I'm driving in a road in a car that's just a bit too fast, and then the world can't keep up with me driving in the car. And that just makes me feel like super badass. Like, like I'm driving so fast.
I'm that, warping time.
That I am changing time. I'm going 88 miles an hour. But yeah.
Is Doc Martin with you?
But. I'm wearing some Doc Martens, but it's just so bad that it's like nearly a year later. There's still no heist. We were promised heist, like day one. We were promised online day one. Online didn't come until 2 weeks after the game was out. It's just crazy. And then they're coming out with the new like next gen stuff, which I'm actually pretty excited for, because it'll like renew the online fan base and be really cool for the Xbox One, PS4, and PC, which I know that you're excited about for PC.
The PC never got a version. The PC has yet to get a version of the game. And the whole reason I'm excited for Grand Theft Auto on the PC,
mods.
Fucking oh my god. Mods. Grand Theft Auto 4 on the PC has this huge fan base.
I cannot like, wait.
It is gigantic how many people still play this game.
Oh.
Why? Because of all the mods.
They made it so easy to mod.
Yes, it was crazy.
And I think that the main reason why Red Dead Redemption did not have as much of a longevity as GTA 4 was because they didn't port it to PC. Whereas they port GTA 4 to PC, and also they made it very easy to mod. And it was just...
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
All the mods are ridiculous. There's mods for everything.
Iron Man suit mod?
Yeah. That's go for it.
One of my favorites.
And I mean, I'm excited. I'd be let down heavily if GTA 5 was unmoddable. If GTA 5 is like it is on the consoles.
There's no way they would do that. There's no way.
Well, I mean, at first they were pretty upset that GTA 4 was getting modded. They threw out update after update.
I know for a fact that there are people who bought GTA 4 only for the mods. They'd be wasting so much money if they made GTA 5 unmoddable. They'd be just throwing money in the toilet. And with all the shit that's happened with GTA 5 online, with like all the heist and all like the glitches that are going on, because there are some people who like, because in order to save cars in the game on GTA Online, you need to buy an apartment with a garage in it, or buy a garage,
and then drive your car into the garage.
Well, there's some people who've had their apartment and garages like deleted, and then they lost all their cars.
Oh fuck!
Cars
no.
That they probably spent like $1 million in game into, and it's not easy to get money in that game. You gotta grind to get money in that game. Like each job, if you do a job with a friend. It's probably like, because you get more money if you play with friends than if you do by yourself, which I don't get, because mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of friends online, so it's very hard for me to get money. So, you get about $15,000, and everything is just so expensive in that game. Like a shirt's like $5,000.
Fuck no.
Car? Freaking like $1 million. There was one car in the game that was available for like a week period that was like $10 million. And it was such a badass car. But it was $10 million. And I'm like, I've had the game since day one and I don't have that.
Yeah. I mean, there's people online right now that have stupid amounts of money, but they grind away at that shit.
It's all they do. It's all they do. And I wish that there was a feature in the game where you could just feel free to blow shit up, just like smash things into each other, use up all your ammo, and not worry about money. Kind of like in GTA 4, how they have the free mode. Because it's just so much fun to just to cause mayhem. And in GTA 5 online, they penalize you for blowing up another player's car.
That's
in a game built around mayhem.
There's so many things that were done wrong with GTA 5, but for everything wrong, there were two things done right.
That's true. There were a lot of things done right about that game.
The shooting mechanics were definitely fixed.
It was dope.
The driving is phenomenal.
It was dope. Oh my god, I love driving GTA 5.
Yeah, I mean, the world looks great. I think they went a little too far. I think they should have spent less time programming like stock markets and stuff in there. And spent more time on some of the more important features like heist.
Like heist? fucking heist?
What we were promised.
What was in the trailers for the game?
Yeah, the trailers look sick. Ugh. I mean, the trailers look great. I mean, I almost bought a copy.
I thought you did, but you just lost it.
I kind of had a copy and I kind of didn't.
The fuck? How do you kind of have something?
Because it was paid for at GameStop, but I never really went to go get it.
Because
it just kind of sat on the shelf.
Did they give you your money back? Or?
Yeah, I ended
up I was like, so you gave $50 to GameStop, and you never did anything about it.
Yeah, I got some other stuff in place, because I was I don't really want GTA 5. You guys keep it.
I'll get Elder Scrolls Online, because that sounds like fun. That's the better online alternative.
I hate myself for it.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Such a fucking expensive game. You pay $60, get a 30-day free voucher with it, and you can't even use your fucking 30-day freeze until you pay for a month. It's $16 a month.
Stupid.
I'm paying for a game that I've already paid for.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Everything's so expensive. Do you know how much gold a fucking boss drops? A high-level boss?
How much?
2 gold.
How much is, like, standard stuff in the game?
A horse costs you 50,000. A good horse. A decent horse.
Yeah, I think they're boning you.
Like, yeah, and then...
I bet you anything that you can buy gold in the game.
You can. No. It gets better. If you don't have the gold for a horse, but you really want a horse because you want to go to fucking war with your clan, you can buy a horse. But it's going to cost you an extra $16. Damn. And so, give me 60 for the game. Give me another 16 a month to play your game. Give me another 16 for the horse. And I'll tell you what, you want more gold? Toss me some more money. Fuck you, Elder Scrolls.
It sounds a lot like the whole pay-to-win scenario.
It's been going on
in like gaming culture in general, like with mobile apps and with a lot of games online. Like, I don't know. I don't like the whole free to play games because I'd rather pay for a really solid game than play a game for free, but just constantly getting just like beat the shit out of.
Like buying a horse, like having to actually go and spend, real money on a horse. That's some shit I'd expect from a free-to-play game.
Not a game that you're paying $16 a month on top of a $70 cover charge.
Yes, exactly. That's not some shit I expect. I wish that the people who actually made the Elder Scrolls series had developed the game.
But they didn't?
No, it was given to a secondary developer.
Who was that secondary developer?
Fuck me. I can't even remember. You can look it up. I mean, it was... I had high hopes.
ZeniMax. ZeniMax fucking online studios. Fucking ZeniMax.
By the way, it's ZeniMax online studios, not ZeniMax fucking online studios, just so you know.
They ruined Elder Scrolls. I don't know how you ruined Elder Scrolls.
Come here, buddy. Come here. It's okay.
The only thing that can save Elder Scrolls at this point is Elder Scrolls 6.
Which one is that going to be?
They announced?
No clue yet. I don't think so.
Wait, anything leading to it? Oh, I just dropped my remote in my coat.
You can try looking it up. I don't know if there's stuff for Elder Scrolls 6 yet.
I don't think so either, but Google knows all, so... Elder Scrolls new release date. Oh wow. Ideas, predictions. Yeah, there's nothing official out for it yet, so.
Yeah, but we know it's coming. Why? Because
we fucking know it is. They're not gonna let us down.
Don't let me down.
I'm just so crushed.
I know. I'm sorry, buddy.
What else is happening in video games?
Sadness.
Besides me just yelling sadness. About how much I hate Elder Scrolls Online.
Have you heard of a game called Broforce?
I have not.
Oh my god, this game is amazing. It takes a parody of all of the action heroes, like from all these movies, and like they're all like fighting for America. And like whenever like you take over like a small like piece of land, it says like area liberated and this huge American flag, and it's have these have and it's piled together all the bodies of all the people that you've killed. This is like area liberate, and you play as some pretty like high end heroes. Like you play as like Rambo, except instead of like Rambo, it's like Rambro.
Yeah,
and then it's like Blade, it's like Bro Blade, or it's just something like that. It's like hilarious. You play as like the Terminator, and like all these action heroes, and it's just like this is amazing. I want to play it.
I might have to check it out.
All right, I'll show you after the podcast. But yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. I'm excited with some indie games coming out, because indie games are becoming, to a certain degree, as popular as some AAA titles.
Yeah, it's actually... It's cool, because it's easy to get into places now with indie games.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy. You used
to have to do, like, some really weird stuff, like go to this weird website, download a shady link. Now you can play on your PS4, or your PS Vita, or your Nintendo Wii U. Wii U is doing some indie titles now. That's awesome.
That's really cool. That means that their marketplace is going to be expanding, you know, from the typical Nintendo content. Which, it's cool that they have the classic Nintendo content.
Mm-hmm. The virtual console?
Yeah, but... I have those consoles.
But not everybody does.
But... You can pay...
This isn't about you, it's about everybody. But
you can get the consoles cheap nowadays.
What if someone just wants everything on one system so that way they don't plug a million wires into their TV?
That's no fun. It's, like I said, hard copies of games are good. What if your system crashes? What if you lose your system? You lose all your fucking bot games. Oh, don't try to prove me wrong.
Huh?
Don't try to prove me wrong that hard copies of games are not bad.
I wasn't.
Go fuck yourself.
I like hard copies of games. I just don't mind digital as much as you do.
Digital upsets me, which is the whole reason that...
Have I shown you this? NES USB controller for PC.
It's not the same.
I know it's not the same, but it's a good secondary.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I'm probably going to get this for some YouTube stuff that we do. Just because I like having a controller in my hands. It definitely feels better.
Like, I bought my brother a thing called an RDP.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't know what the RDP is, it's a handheld that can play NES and SNES titles. Like, that's the cartridges pretty awesome. Themselves. It's pretty cool. You can pick it up at most store at some game most shops. Like, you can't get it at, like, Walmart and shit. You have to go to some of the dedicated video game shops, not GameStop.
Like, some mom and pop stuff.
Yeah, like Game Over, like Apollo Game Pop, Games, like Game Friends. Yeah. And like you can pick them up there. They're about $90. $90 with tax.
Yeah.
And they're solid little consoles. They're really cool. They have this little 3.5-inch display. They're cool. Charge times are fucking ridiculous. It's like an 18-hour charge time for 8 hours of gameplay. running on old stuff.
Yeah.
On old hardware.
Yeah, I mean,
in a compact form.
But it's pretty cool. And so, see, hard copies. I mean, yeah, it's a pain in the ass if you're going to be using it as your, like, daily mobile. Because, I mean, the motherfucker weighs.
It's good for nostalgia. It's really good for nostalgia.
Yeah.
I recently got my brother an old, like, CCTV. CCTV. I don't know what it's called. Like you know, like, the curved TV?
Yeah.
The old glass one with, like, a projector in the back.
Yeah. And
I got him one of those so he could play Mario Kart, like, 64 on it and some of the old stuff on the 64. Because it looks so much better on those old TVs than it does on, like, a plasma flat screen. Just because, like, it wasn't made for these. Like, they had no ideas that...
1080p!
1080p, it's like... Now they can see all of our flaws. Oh, shit.
You can see every pixel. Oh, that one's misplaced.
Oh, my God. Our computers didn't have this. We didn't know.
But, yeah. There's just something about having a physical copy of a game over a download.
I know, Jorge. It's okay.
Like, when I get download vouchers, I'm like, why don't you just include a hard copy like you used to?
Just, you know, just deal with it.
No.
Times are changing.
Nope.
Times are changing.
Nope.
You know, just download it to a CD and make your own
case. Because that's frowned upon.
But by who?
By the fucking video game industry. You can't just pirate a game onto a CD.
You're not pirating if you bought it. Just put the digital copy.
What's to say that someone isn't doing that and selling it? Like, you got ripped off with Thief on Redbox.
I'm sure if it's like, yeah. Alright, guys. If you want a good story, go to triplejplays@youtube.com. I'm going to look up the actual, like,
check YouTube out channel. Our YouTube page. Check out our
YouTube channel.
Check out our YouTube channel.
Jesus, that is so hard. yeah, it's Triple J Plays, and we're on YouTube. And there's a video called Triple J PSA. Watch that. It's
go check it out. It'll give you the backstory to that previous statement.
Oh my God, that was so irritating.
How'd you feel? Like, did you not notice that in the car?
No, because, I just, like, went to Redbox, like, got it, and I was like, cool. And then I, like, put it in my car, and I was like, I gotta pick it, like, at HEB. I go to HEB, I get, like, all my groceries, I go back home. I'm like, okay, I got my Reese's, my Mountain Dew, I'm just gonna sit down and relax. Pop open the game, and I'm like, ah, fuck.
Did you not feel the little CD shake that you feel in CD boxes?
No, no.
You hear that little sound that...
No, a Redbox is very compact.
But even then, you can still shake a DVD and you hear...
I don't shake things whenever I grab them. Or I don't, like, get my bottle of Coke and go, better shake this before I drink it.
But no, like, when you take it out of the machine, you feel the little movement of the disc.
No, I just grabbed it and, like, ran back to my car because I left it parked out in a not parking spot. I'm not handicapped.
That's what you get for trying to fucking rush things and parking where you shouldn't. Had you taken your time, you probably would have been like, oh, fuck me. This isn't real.
I'm gonna slap you right in your face.
See what happens. I will throw you again.
Hold on. Let's do this.
There's no cameras.
I know. But there's audio, so let's just get one Joseph, good slap.
If you slap me, I swear to God I will kill you.
Let's get one good slap.
Swear to God I will slaughter you.
Come really close to the microphone. I want this pop filter to not even matter. Just one good bam.
Let's not.
All right.
Let's not and tell our viewers that we did.
All right. Hold on.
Ow.
There we go. Convincing.
That's the best.
Oh. Got so many ant bites.
Oh, man.
How long have we been going on?
How long have we been ranting?
We're almost at 1 hour. We're at 55 minutes.
You want to cut it?
You got anything else to talk about?
I think I've ranted.
Uh-huh.
I've ranted my little heart out.
Ranted your little heart out? Little heart out? There are these videos on YouTube. Oh, we could talk about the World Cup today. Might just like...
Some bitch.
Add a little thing at the end.
Oh, fuck. That. That.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
I'm surprised that they showed it on TV. They just show, like, a raping on TV.
Oh my god. Germany just killed Brazil.
Fucking 7-1.
Oh, 7-1.
That
was so bad that
that's like bend over, hold your knees, and hold your ankles and ask for another.
Oh.
Like, damn.
I think that's all we can say on the matter. Just damn.
But we need to applaud the camera guy. The camera guy. The camera guy deserves a shout out.
He kept cutting to like crying women and children. Just
if you didn't watch the game, after the fifth goal, after the fourth one, Brazil was like, "Fuck it, we lost. We know we lost." And the entire Brazilian spectators started crying.
Oh my god.
And like booing the Germany team. And the camera guy would like find children in the crowd and like zoom in on them. And you'd see them like these tears rolling down their face and crying.
And it wasn't like a single tear. There was like tears just like pouring out their eyes, like snot just like getting mixed in with their tears.
It was like they watched a family member die.
Oh my god. Well, they did.
And there was like this one of like this old man, and he's holding a fake FIFA cup, and like he's decked out in Brazilian, and he's just sitting there crying, and you see his tears hitting the cup, and the camera guy's just zoomed in on him for a good minute, and I was like, "Fuck,
oh, damn,
salt in the wound." And then there was a riot afterwards.
Yeah, I feel worse for the goalie's family, for Brazilian goalie's family, as. They're going to hope that they forget about the World Cup, which nobody's ever going
to
forget.
But either way, congratulations to Germany on making it to the finals.
Yeah. And congratulations, Nazis.
You Nazi bastard. You know, for a while, Amy's Ice Cream here in Austin, they had a link called "The Holocaust is a Lie."
On their website?
No, it was that their domain name for a while was "The Holocaust is a Lie."
Are you serious?
And it would take you to Amy's Ice Cream's page for Corpus.
You know that wasn't Amy's affiliate. You know that somebody just made that, the direct link just because they thought it was, like super funny.
But I think that's hilarious. Like, you go in there and you're like, "The Holocaust's a lie. What the fuck is this kind of conspiracy Amy's bullshit?" And you're taking to Amy's Ice Cream, where you can get a delicious soft serve.
It's like trying to make all you prejudiced racist dudes really happy with ice cream. If you'll stop thinking about being prejudiced and start thinking more about ice cream.
There you go.
There's a guy. You know what meat spin is?
Fuck you.
There used to be a guy.
Why do you have to bring up meat spin?
He bought the domain name for notmeatspin.com. And then he had it directly linked to meat spin. Also, one of his favorites is like a politician's website. Like the domain went down for a while. So he bought it and then he
made a direct link for Meatspin. God damn it.
Or his mom. Go to meatspin.com.
No. Don't. Please. Mommy. Please.
Mommy, no.
How about we send your mom the link to Meatspin?
She'll laugh. She'll laugh right in your fucking face.
God damn it.
Oh.
On that note,
next time we end the podcast.
I think it's time.
It's one of those times. So thank you all for listening. Again, this is Triple J Plays. For those of you tuning in, the last 2 seconds of the podcast.
Which I don't know how, unless you skip to the very end.
Fuckers.
There's no live stream of this.
I'm Joseph.
And I'm Jorge.
And thank you guys for listening. Please email all questions, comments, concerns, and requests for previous podcasts at triplejplays@gmail.com.
If you also have any video game news that you want to share with us that you want to get put on the podcast, and we'll also give you a shout out for it, email us there too.
Jorge's mom.
You can also go ahead and check out our YouTube channel, Triple J Plays.
Also, we have a Twitch. We didn't talk about that at all.
Oh, we Twitch tonight.
Yeah, we had a Twitch tonight at midnight. If you follow us on Facebook at
Triple J Plays.
Uh-huh. Also on Twitter, @triple_J_plays. You'll see our little logo, follow us, and then you'll get updates about whenever we go live on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also get updates about our upcoming YouTube content.
Yeah.
Our live videos that we'll be doing. We'll also be doing gameplays and other things that'll be hitting the YouTube channel pretty soon.
Yeah. Our new live thing, we'll be filming that next Monday.
Yes, that will be filmed pretty soon, so be watching out for that.
Mm-hmm. I'll be editing it, and then we probably have it live sometime in the next month.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks again for listening, guys. It's been Triple J Plays.
I love you.
Y'all have a good night. Or good evening, morning, whatever time you listen to this.
Happy Bar Mitzvah.
Happy Bar Mitzvah if it is your Bar Mitzvah.
No, not even if it's not. Just Happy Bar Mitzvah. I'm tired, dude.
Yeah, me too. I think it's time to cut it. Just kill it.
Okay. Alright.